Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Chris Thomason for Carver High, who's off gallivanting, and your boy Mafia. Mafia, who's this chick in the black again? She's the number one, Gadela?
Yeah, Claudia Gadela from Brazil. Her only two losses are to Jacek, who's the champ. So she's a badass for sure.
And who's the other one?
Jessica Andrade.
Man, that girl, Gadela, is a bad bee. Oh, my God, look at that. Did you see that? She just got power slammed to the ground, got picked up and power slammed.
Didn't help Andrade, though. She didn't let go of that the hold she had on the neck there. Now she lets go, but she had a good hold on that for a little bit.
What do you think of this fight?
I think it's a great fight. I mean, these are the two top contenders in that division.
That girl, Andrade, is just gushing blood all over that Goodell's face and mouth from her forehead.
Yeah, she must have had some of that scar tissue up on her head there, on the forehead, and once it got busted open.
She's throwing bombs now. Do you think she can win this right here?
No. No, she didn't have the great position. Goodell had her trapped a little bit with the arm. She wasn't really getting hit too bad with them.
So you think Goodell, she's going to get out of this?
I think she will, yeah. Especially with that blood actually helps. When you start bleeding all over the other person,
look at it, just gushing blood out of her forehead. And she's gushing blood like a faucet all over the other one.
That's actually what probably saved her from that guillotine choke, is the blood, because it's harder to choke them because they're so slippery then.
Don't you think that's dangerous to be, like, drinking some chick's blood all over you?
Well,
like,
they all get tested a lot beforehand to make sure no one's passing anything along.
Look at her. Just gut. You can see it. Just gushing.
You see it dripping like a faucet.
I mean, it is like a faucet. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, she is literally, I mean, they won't stop it either over blood, will they?
If it gets to a certain point, they will. If she can't see or if they check out the cut and it's pretty deep, then they'll stop it. But I've seen way worse before.
She's putting a beating on this girl. You got to admit, she's on top.
She got the position on her, but Goodell's doing a good job, you know, minimalizing some of the strikes.
And she's landing while she's getting punched.
Yeah, she's neutralizing her. She's not landing too well.
She needs to just get out of this round, which is down to 10 seconds, don't you think?
Yeah. She'll make it out of this.
There's no way that he's going to stop this fight, right?
No, absolutely not.
How did that chick get on top of her like that for the whole round?
Just like the last minute or so, because she had the guillotine choke she was trying to put on him. Once that guillotine slipped out, then she was on her back.
You got to admit, that was a bloody, violent round.
If I wasn't interested before, I think that piqued my interest for sure.
Right? Like, I don't even like chick fights, but you got to admit, that was a good one. And they're only in the, is it a three-rounder, this one?
Three-round fight, yeah.
Jesus.
If that thing goes three rounds, I don't think there's going to be any space left on the floor. It's going to be all blood.
Do you think it's going to go three, Mafia?
No, I think that's going to end at some point before then.
Jesus. I mean, those two are just going at it. It's no joke. So I got a lot of stuff that I never got to. Anyway, did you give me a stack tonight? I don't even have it. Anyway, I have all the stuff that I haven't done for the week that I still wanted to get to. So one of them, which is, and it's so hard for me to not watch this fight. It's so violent. It's so awesome that I just have to see more of it. I don't think any of that blood on Gadela's face is hers.
No, it's not. It's all Andrade's.
It's Andrade's blood.
I know. Gadela, she was on the Ultimate Fighter. She was coaching one year against Jacek, who was the champ. And when they were going into it, I liked Jacek. She was, you know, cool and cute. And Gadela was kind of a, you know, jerk, I thought. And then as they did the show, I kind of flipped my opinion out of her. Because when she's out of the ring, she's really cool.
What? Who, Gadela?
Gadela, yeah.
So what, why didn't they wipe that blood off of her face if it's not hers?
They wipe some off, but it's not going to all come out until you hit the showers after.
Really? They can't get that off towels. In the corner?
They just have some towels. That's it.
Towels and water?
You need to really wash some of that out. It looks like she might be busted a little bit on the left side of her left eye, too.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that they've stopped throwing punches, kind of, and they've gotten into all this fence, and it's turned into a clutching and grabbing fight and trying to wrestle instead of when they came out, they were throwing bombs.
Well, that's because Andrade wants to get it into the clinch and wants to take it back down to the ground because that's the only place she had success. We're on the feet in the first round. She was getting beat up.
Who would you say is winning this fight?
It's so hard to tell with crappy judging now. I mean, I think Adela should have won the first round because she had more of the action dominated her way. She had the.
Are you kidding me? That other chick was on top of her for 2 minutes.
She was on there for like a minute, minute and a half at most, but the other 3.5 minutes, she was beating her up on the feet and had the guillotine.
She's doing it again right now. The same thing she did in the first. She's dominating her on top. She's killing her. She's hammer fisting her face.
She's got it down for now, for sure. If she holds it the rest of this round, then this one's definitely hers, and she'll probably be up 2-0 the way the judges are. But, you know, I like it a little more action on the feet to really give you the round like she had in the first round.
Are you surprised that she took that much abuse in the first early and then has come back to be so violent and winning this fight?
No. Some of these fighters, they like getting hit a couple times before they really get going. Like, that's what really gets them pumped up.
Like, I can't even believe these girls' faces. They just absolutely look like bloody tomatoes. Look at that girl's face. I mean, she's just covered in blood. Oh, my God. Chris, you'll be a UFC fan now for life after this.
I think tonight was the night I turned the tide. I'm going to have to join the podcast we got going now.
How about this? Oh, look at this. this fight's better than those two dudes where the guy knocked the other guy out like a tree.
Because this one's a lot less one-sided.
This is violent, man. These two are going at it. Holy shack. Batman. You know, one thing I can tell is Goodell can't, Roger Goodell, can't put down this chick. Andrade, she can't get her down. She can't, the other chick's got such great leverage with her legs and body, and she's winning this fight now. Andrade's beating her ass.
She is for sure now. She's taking this over on the stand-up as well. She's just throwing haymakers.
She looks like she's in better shape. The other one looks shot.
Takes a lot out of you. When someone's on top, you're trying to pound your face, and that gasses you out pretty quick.
This girl is killing her, dude. This fight's about to be stopped, right? She's killing her.
She is. Andrade's taking this over. If she can knock her down and get on top of her and land a few hammer fists, it might be over.
She looks like she's in amazing shape because I got to tell you, for throwing 100 bombs, she's still fighting. She's not gassed at all. She's just still beating the crap out of her. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Look at this. Look at that girl's face.
Her whole body. She's red all over. It's like a scene from Carrie.
It is Carrie. Chucky. She's beating the crap out of her. They're both covered in blood. Oh, humanity.
But neither of them's quitting. That's the best thing, too, is that all this blood, all this beatdown, they're still going. And there's guys that would have quit it by now.
Yeah, this is crazy, these two. I don't even know how they go another round. How do they fight another round? Oh, my God. She's just taking bombs. Is she going to make it out of the round?
It's looking dicey right now. That's why she's grabbing her, trying to neutralize her right now.
She's trying to hold her.
Yeah, she's trying to get some rest and recovery right now.
Look at the amount of punches that this girl, Andrade, has thrown. Oh, she picked her up again. She's going to pound her. Oh, she's choking her out. Goodella's got her choked out on the neck.
Not enough time left, though.
Oh, did she quit? Is she about to quit? No, the round ended. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. And that girl is enjoying it. She's, like, sticking her tongue out. She's like, I love it. I hate chick fights.
It's going to be the fight of the night.
The fight of the year.
Like, I don't want to see a chick cry. It's going to be the fight of the night easy.
Fight of the year. This is the best fight I think I've ever seen. It might be the best fight I've ever seen, honestly. Is this not craziness?
It's awesome.
You got to admit, it's like the name a fight that's better.
I can't off the top of my head.
That is the best fight I've ever seen. These two chicks are beating the absolute pee out of each other.
Talk about an introduction to this.
I mean, they are just killing each other.
And neither of them wants to stop.
God, I can barely get through it. I feel like letting Mafia punch me in the face or something and see if I could bleed that much.
Oh, you would if I did.
Look at this. She had her in the, what do they call
that?
She had her in the guillotine, and she couldn't finish it. She ran out of, look at the blood just gushing off of that chick. Look at these two covered in, but they look like they've been to war, like World War III, these two. Look at, they just are both appreciating each other. They beat the crap out of each other. Did you see them hug before the third and final round? That's crazy. Yep. Mad respect, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like it, these two. This is the greatest fight I've ever seen. I mean, this is insanity. Look at this. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. This made my night. I can't believe I've seen two chicks fight like this. I'll never judge chick fights again the same. I've always said they suck. Not anymore. These two just went at it.
This is the only chick sport you'll ever be into.
That's it. It's just, it really is unbelievable, don't you think? Like, have you ever seen anything like it? They've had, there's been a little bit of everything in this. And look at this takedown again. Oh, my God. She just body slammed her. You can't tell me this chick's not winning this fight, Andrade.
She is absolutely. She's way up at this point. Goodella needs a finish.
She's breaking her ribs, dude. She's killing her. She won't quit, though. It's amazing how this chick refuses to quit. This Goodella refuses to quit. The number one ranked contender in the world, right?
That's correct. She's the top strawweight besides Jacek. She doesn't want to lose that top spot. She wants to fight for the title again, but it's not looking like she's going to get it.
She's dead. I don't know how she survives this last 320.
Yeah, right now, she's just hanging on for dear life. She's just trying to survive right now.
She's getting, just getting pummeled. I mean, her ribs have to be broken, don't they?
If not, then it's still going to be hard to breathe. Even if they're just severely bruised, it's going to be brutal tomorrow.
How is she going to breathe? I mean,
is she going to sleep? Anything, yeah.
She's getting pummeled. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Her face looks like a Halloween mask right now.
I mean, she is getting absolutely bludgeoned by this chick. Andrade is killing her. And I couldn't believe at the beginning in the first round how bad that chick was bleeding. And now she's just dominated this fight for 2.5 rounds. Look at her. She's up on top of her just performing surgery on her face. How awesome is this? Oh, my God. I just can't believe it. And what's even more sick is that I'm enjoying it. Like, absolutely, I have no reservation about watching this gore fest. Bloody mess. Oh, my God, they got to stop the fight. He's got to stop it. She's going to kill her. Do you think she'll die in the ring?
No, not in the ring.
I mean, there's 2 minutes and 10 seconds left. I don't know how she withstands it. She's getting sculled right now. She can't do a thing, bro. She's defenseless.
All she's doing is defending, and that's it, and it's not even working.
It's over. She's got to stop it. This girl's dead. Her ribs are broken. Her face is split open. How do you let this continue? Because the fight's so good?
Because you always want to give him a chance to try to come back, but she's barely defending herself now.
Have you ever seen anything like the abuse this chick's taking that the ref won't stop it? They stop it for everything else. She needs to get out of this now, and she can't. That's the thing. After all that beating, she's finished. She has nothing left. You see how she can't do anything? She's done, man. How can this guy not stop this fight? Seriously, she's not safe, is she?
No. Taking all those shots, it should have been stopped already.
Now she's up on her knees. Is she all right now?
She's trying to prove her position and get out of there, but it's too
late.
But
she's run out of time to win the fight. She can't win the fight because she can't do anything. She can't punch. She's trying to get up on the cage now, on the fence, but she can't get up. This chick won't let her. This fight's over, man. This chick, Andrade, was so prepared for her. Look what she did to her face. She's paper mache, machete face. She got pummeled. Will they show this stuff like on SportsCenter? They won't even show this blood, will they?
No, I don't think they even have the rights to show it. They'll show it on Fox Sports 1.
She's doomed. She's 20 seconds left. She can't do anything about it. This fight's over. She lost. Goodella got her ass beat, dude. She can't even throw a punch. It's down to 15 seconds. It's over. I've never seen anything like it. Wow, what a fight. What a bloodbath. That was kick-ass.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Where is that Andre from?
Brazil.
She's Brazilian?
Yeah, they both are.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that was crazy, that fight. She won unanimous?
Yeah, she did, easily.
That was crazy, man. That was the best thing I've ever seen, I think, in the UFC, that fight. I've seen everything, too. Tell me a better fight.
I'm hard-pressed to think of one for now. I mean, that was incredible, just brawling, the two of them.
I don't even know how you have another fight and try to get people. The one thing I have to say, though, the Japanese crowd was just sitting there like nothing happened. They weren't even rowdy. They just sat there. I think, were they stunned or what? Because when she celebrated, they showed them. They were all just sitting there with their hands under their asses. None of them were freaking out. In America, let's face it, if that was in Las Vegas, people would have been going nuts.
Well, yeah, the Americans are drunk and stupid and think they get in the cage as well. I mean, the Japanese fans are very respectful and very knowledgeable. I mean, a lot of American fans just go there not knowing what the hell they're looking at.
They were really mellow, man.
They are. They're mellow people.
How can this St. Preux-Okami fight live up to that?
It can't. It cannot. I was still.
Well, they'll win the 50,000 bonus.
They should absolutely.
So what are they
at least
get,
win Fight of the Night.
Do they each get 50 grand?
They each get 50 grand Fight of the Night, probably.
That's how it
I
works.
I was saying that they do like, I mean, they used to do Fight of the Night, the Knockout of the Night, and, you know, like Submission of the Night. Now they just do just straight performance bonuses. Like they'll pick, I think, four or five of them, or I think it's four of them. Right now, I say, like, forget anyone else. Just give them all the money. Like they both get 100 grand each.
That was incredible.
That was. That made the card.
I got to tell you that I have mad respect for those two. That was insane. What did you think of that, Chris?
Two words. Ronda who?
That was really, I mean, that was something else, wasn't it? Yeah, how fast we've forgotten about Ronda Rousey, right? Remember Mafia when she was the hot topic?
Yeah, her coach doesn't want you to. He's trying to put out BS, you know, calls for her to fight Cyborg, but she's done.
Cyborg doesn't even want to fight her. She's
no, because
like,
she wanted to fight her when she's at the top of her game, and it wouldn't be fair right now. Ronda's just not at the top, and she's never going to be. You know, with fighting with that crew that she does, she's never really gotten, you know, any better than she was to begin with. She was just better than everyone in the division, and now that the division's caught up, she's never taken that next step, you know, fighting under Edmund, and he just wants another payday, and it's not going to come.
Your boy Custer's doing the Arizona-Utah game tonight out there in the Valley.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
So I got your boy Teddy Atlas on doing boxing on the four-letter network right now as well.
You have boxing on right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Teddy's doing fights.
What is it, that Valdez fight or whatever tonight?
Some guys I never heard of.
Oh, man, all this violence.
Yeah, it is Valdez. He's stepping into the ring right now.
I'm on top of everything, Mafia. I even know who's fighting on fights I didn't know were on. Paulie in Blacksburg, Virginia.
What's going on, Pharrell?
Yo.
Yo, what's good? Hey, let me get a blue motorcycle, brother. Let me get one.
I got you covered. Get him a beverage, Mafia.
Hey, Pharrell.
Yeah.
You the man.
How could I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
You the man.
No, you're the man. You're the man.
How many times I got told
I told you. I was at the store today. A lady told me you were the man. I believed her. I didn't have time to sit there and argue with her.
She lying.
No, she's not.
She's lying. Hey, but let me tell you.
Headbutt. Ooh.
Dirty. All right. Hey, listen to me. How about them Hokies, for real? I mean, I tell you, if they – okay, Tech has ODU this weekend.
They won't cover.
Oh, they'll cover. I got
no, they won't.
10. They'll beat
no, they won't. I hit 75% of my college football bets. I'm dangerous.
Oh, I know you do. I listen to you every night while I hit my bowl. You crack me the hell up.
I believe that.
Yes, absolutely. But Clemson's got BC. okay, both these teams win this weekend. I mean, we got a showdown in Blacksburg next weekend, brother.
Yeah, Clemson will stomp then. That'll be that. I think Vitek's really good, and I think Clemson's on a different level. Like, Clemson's up here, and I think they're on the penthouse floor, and I think, you know, the boys from Blacksburg are on, like, the ninth floor. They got to take the stairwell up to the party.
Justin Fuente, one of the best young coaches.
I think he is, but I don't think he's got the goods that Clemson has right now. George in L.A. George.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm glad Trump spoke out. I don't totally agree with him, but I think that he needs to speak out just to hear the other side and look at the whole situation. And let's get on to football.
I got to tell you, I let me just say this. I don't care either what he says about it, but I'm sick and tired of it, to be honest with you, and the coverage of it. I just am so bored with guys sitting, kneeling, fist in the air. I'm just so bored with it. I just think it's such a dumb story now to, like, constantly every week they give us an update on who's sitting during the anthem. And now little kids are doing it at Pop Warner games, for Christ's sakes. Give me a break. We might as well not have an anthem anymore. There's no point in it. No one respects it anymore. No one respects the flag. No one respects the anthem. No one does. Why even have it anymore? Honestly, no one respects it at all anymore. It's just a joke. So screw these stupid-ass football players and their fists in the air. What is this, the Olympics in the 60s? Jesus Christ, I can't take it anymore. Go tell your mother you hate white people.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Mavia, what did St. Brude just do to Okami? I mean, my God, the guy was unconscious, and he choked him out, but it looked like he was getting his neck choked.
He did a triangle choke. It didn't look like it usually does. Usually when a guy does that, he kind of has the other guy's arm up above his head with his head trapped against it. He just had his shoulder pinned right up against it. And on the other side, he had his arm wrapped around the neck on the other side. So he got the vein and the artery on both sides, blood choke, done.
The guy was unconscious.
He choked him out. He stopped the blood from going to his brain.
He was out cold, bro.
Yep.
That was cold, man. That was so cold. You got to admit, that was evil.
That was cold-blooded.
Wow. What did you think of that, Chris?
I mean, it was a little bit of a letdown compared to the gore fest we just witnessed, but I got to say, I mean, that move was pretty impressive. The dude just overpowered him completely. He had no shot.
The guy had no blood going to his brain. He was unconscious. He was absolutely out cold.
He was limp. He was like nothing going
on. It was unbelievable. It looked like he was dead. I love that, Shaq. That is just awesome. I love violence. Phil in Toronto.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Yo.
Yo, I gotta say, man, I've been having a rough week. My station hasn't been playing you all week, and I went over my data limit just to get my Pharrellas fixed, man.
Sweet.
I'm like $50 over my data limit just to hear you. Hey, I gotta get a beer.
Can we get him a beer? And he's way over on his data for the week.
Yeah, man, I need that beer.
Hey, why can't you can't get those apps up there, like the CBS app or the radio.com app or what?
I have it, but it uses my data because I work the night shift. I only get you for the last hour of my shift, man, and that's like the best hour of my life.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry about that.
Shout out to Matt Hatter for filling in for your boy who can't get to work this week, eh?
Yeah, and your boy Chris has also been doing the show all week, and he wants to punch you in the face for not mentioning him.
Well, no, I was just going to say, I just heard that Chris was there today, too. That's awesome. Hey, I got to ask you, do you think that the Bills are the worst team in the league this year? I think they are. I think that they might have a chance at winning maybe two more games this year. I don't know, man. They can't get a first down for the life of them, and I can't see them winning any more games. Like, they just can't do it. Tyrod,
yeah,
Taylor,
I don't believe that they're not going to win a game. They've already won a game. I just you know, as I look at the teams in the league that are bad, I mean, obviously they're not doing great or anything, but I think the Bengals are in trouble, the Browns are in trouble, the Colts, the Chargers are in trouble, the Giants are in trouble, the Bears are worse, the Saints are in trouble, the Niners are 0-3. I think I wouldn't I've seen Buffalo play. I thought they played Carolina really tough and lost whatever it was, 9-3. But I covered that game with 6 and a hook, by the way. But I don't think they're the worst team in the league. I really don't. I don't think they're the worst team. We'll see. I mean, they already won a game. All these other teams haven't won a game. So you just can't say they're the worst. Nick in Boston on the Hub.
What's up, Scotty? Shake it up.
Oh, yo, shake it up.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to know if what your thoughts on Chris Sale winning the Cy Young here for the AL this year.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win the Cy Young, actually. I thought that, listen, I don't deny that he's been great and everything with his 300 strikeouts and everything. But I think at some point, I'm willing to say he kind of gassed out in September and had like a little rough patch there where, you know what I mean, where he lost a couple games, I think, in a row. So, unless I'm...
Do you think Kluber's going to win it over him then?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been the most incredible guy in the league, and he's got a 2.35 ERA, and he's got three less losses. I do believe that he will win it, but, you know, they're both really good, and both teams are really good, and they're both going to the playoffs without a doubt. Obviously, I think Boston's going to win that East. They're going to finish it off. All they got to do is maintain for a week, this weekend and next week, and then it's over. Look, that was a huge loss for the Yankees tonight, if you ask me. And the Red Sox won again. And then, am I imagining things, or are they playing the Reds all weekend? The Reds suck. Okay, so Boston can take a huge advantage chunk out of this cake if they just win. I think. The next 2 days, and the Yankees could have trouble because every time Sonny Gray pitches, Michael Kay and all these guys talk about him being an ace, and what he is anything but an ace. He's their ace, my ass. How does that sound? That guy, you can't trust that guy as far as you can spit. I'd rather start that chick that got her face bloodied in that UFC fight tonight than Sonny Gray. At least she has some onions. He pitches like a chick.
Oh, what's the matter? Did I hurt your feeling, Yankee fan?
The problem with Sale, though, is that he can't beat the Yankees. That's why. And Kluber was amazing during that 25-game win streak.
I just don't think he's going to have to face the Yankees. I think if the Yankees were to play the Indians, they'd lose to them.
Yeah, but for his case for Cy Young, I think that's what's ultimately going to give Kluber the edge because he loses every time he plays the Yankees.
Do you think that, so let's say, do you know how like the tabloids in New York have written it up so that you know this is true? They have been writing for the last 2 weeks, at least, that the Yankees are the only team that can beat the Indians, that the Yankees are built to beat the Indians. They've been writing it every day for 2.5 weeks. And how high are they to write that? Didn't we just see the Indians come to the Bronx and kick their ass 6 ways till Sunday a month ago at the end of August and early September? Did I not sit in Vegas and watch them kick their ass? Did I not?
They swept them cold.
Do you think for 1 minute, Mafia, that the Yankees can beat the Indians?
No, absolutely not. Everyone's talking, you know, Judge's watch the Yankees with RBIs and home runs, but he swings too freely, strikes out too much. There's a bunch of guys on that team that are not going to be able to hit guys like Kluber. And that Indians offense, they all contribute. They're all in there. And when you throw in guys like Bruce, who came over from the Mets and just been doing great things for them, it just made them even more dangerous.
Look at Michael Bisping's ears. He looks like a monkey with those ears. Have you ever seen anything like the cauliflower ears he has on his head?
I've seen worse, sadly. You know, with Dan Henderson had some of the bad – him and – your boy Randy Couture had two of the worst cases of cauliflower I've ever seen.
It can't be worth it to
or
fight.
Or Vanderlei Silva had it before he had the surgery.
But how do you spend your life fighting? And when it's all said and done, your ears look like that. You look like an absolute moron. Look at his ears. Look at that dude's face. It can't be worth it. Oh, my God. How do you, like, can you imagine a chick trying to lick your ear with that, with an ear like that?
I wouldn't want a chick licking my ear anyway.
What does he do to get wax out of that ear? Pay somebody to go in there with, like, an excavating machine? I mean, look at that. Your boy Cormier doesn't have that problem. How is that possible? Why does he not have any signs of that?
You know, I don't know it, because usually wrestlers are the ones who get it the most often besides MMA fighters. Like, the wrestlers get it because they have the headgear that they wear all the time. So I'm surprised that Cormier doesn't have it more. I'm not.
Look at that thing on his head. I've never seen anything like it. At least this week I heard him do an interview where he said all of his teeth are fake. He's like, I've had massive dental work done because I've been punched in the teeth a million times. I love how they sell Conor McGregor still, like he fights in the UFC, hasn't fought in the UFC in years. How long has it been, Mafia?
It's been just under a year. Last November was his last fight in the UFC.
Do you think he'll fight in boxing next or UFC?
No, UFC. There's no one else in boxing for him to fight to make that kind of money. It's just not worth it. The UFC can still make big money as the biggest draw if they get him the right fight. But
so did you hear the rumor about he was going to fight Canelo?
Yawn. That's going to be
Canelo would kill
just
him.
Just as bad as Mayweather.
He'd kill him.
I think if you do that again, people aren't going to buy into it, first of all, because it's not the big mouth versus the big mouth. You know, Canelo doesn't really speak English that well.
Did they even buy into the Canelo fight with Triple G? I wonder what the pay-per-view numbers are.
They only bought into Mayweather-McGregor because both of them have such big mouths and everybody wanted to see them both get knocked out that it was kind of a win-win situation for a lot of people. If you do it against Canelo, people, you know, they paid $100 once. They're not going to say, okay, well, now we believe you're a boxer after you just got your ass kicked by Mayweather. They're not going to buy it.
So people call that the Von Flu choke. Why is it only five times it's ever happened and he's done three of them?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's similar to the arm, you know, the arm triangle like I was talking about. But certain chokes, certain different things in MMA and jiu-jitsu, you do just a little different variation on it. It's a different choke. So that's why he got that one, because he didn't get the arm all the way up against the neck.
Mafia, and a UFC expert here tonight, displaying his repertoire of wisdom. It's time to tell you about PharrellOnTheBench.com. Tomorrow, massive games. Oklahoma State and TCU. How about NC State, Florida State, Penn State, Iowa, Michigan against Purdue, Washington and Colorado. It goes on and on, right? And then Sunday, Pittsburgh at Chicago, Atlanta at Detroit. G-Men in Philly, Seattle at Tennessee, the Sunday Nighter, Oakland and Washington. Sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com because I hit winners. Like tonight, Virginia, cover. I'm working this Utah game, cover. Last night, Niners, cover. Just sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com and watch what happens. Your $35 a month gets you winners, covers, cash. Everybody's happy. I give you baseball, boxing, MMA, we'll give you hoops, pro and college, hockey, count on it. You get every college and pro football spread, money line. It's a beautiful thing. PharrellOnTheBench.com, everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. 855-212-4CBS. Why aren't you on the phone with me right now talking about college and pro games that are going on Saturday and Sunday? You can actually call me and talk about the games that you want to bet on, and I'll tell you what I'm thinking. What are you waiting for, you drips? Ryan in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, what's up, man? Hey, great job, and I'm glad that you were talking a little bit about the UFC. That fight between the women, I seen it. Yeah, that was incredible. I love to see bloodfests like that. You just don't see it that much or at all in the UFC.
I think you do see a lot of blood in the UFC, but not a fight that was as good as those two chicks. I have to tell you, though, I think Andrade, it was really one-sided. I thought Andrade beat the crap out of her. She won unanimously, but I thought the first round was equal, and it was violent. But I thought the rest of it, the second and third, was world domination. I thought she literally broke all of her ribs and beat the crap out of her face and made her bleed like a tomato. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. Hey, Scott, got a couple things to fight. From the past, that was an incredible fight. It was actually the first Ultimate Fighter, the TV show. Stephen Bonner versus Forrest Griffin. they had a war, and that kind of was one of the first fights.
Yeah, Forrest Griffin won that. That was a war.
Two names I got for you from the UFC, and then I'm out of here, is Fedor Emelianenko back in the late 90s to 2000s was one of the best, if not the
best. Never fought in the UFC ever.
And, hey, have you ever seen this guy? I would love to have seen his highlights. It's almost like a ghost. You cannot see it. His name was Frank Dukes. That guy must be the legendary, his numbers. He might be.
Mafia said he was a bigger fan. Mafia said he was a bigger fan of David Dukes when he fought back in the 60s.
Wait, no, I like Daisy Dukes, I said.
Oh, that's right, Daisy Dukes. David Dukes was the bad guy, the Klan guy, right? Yeah. Daisy's a lot hotter with her tight summer jeans on. Anyway, here's the deal. I want you to know that on Monday, this Monday upcoming, unfortunately, I'll be getting up at 4 in the morning to do the morning show with my boy Jonesy. Pharrell and Jonesen is what I'm calling it. I know they want to call it Gio and Jones, but I'm not Gio. So, and I respect all of that, but I'm Pharrell and he's Jonesen. So Pharrell and Jonesen is going to happen Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern to 9. 6 to 9 Monday, I'll be on with Jones, my boy Jonesy, talking college and pro football out the Ying. I'm doing Monday morning only, so that's all I know. Somehow, some way, I have to get up at like 4 in the morning and come to the city and do that show. So tune in Monday morning. I won't be on Monday night. It'll be JJ for me Monday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.